From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There has been a serious military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria. That story now from Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The two pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine, said he hoped for a return to peace in the region. New York Times newspaper reporting a draft of a U.S. military report on the attack in Niger that killed 4 Americans, 4 Nigerian soldiers, and a Nigerian interpreter last October calls for a smaller U.S. military presence in West Africa. U.S. and Nigerian forces blame the Islamic State fighters for that attack. National chairperson for the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma about a peaceful transition of power. This is VOA News.